On Robin Hood Radio, it's nice to welcome a couple of guests in today. We have, first of all, Dominic LeSueur, and then we have First Selectman of Cornwall, Gordon Ridgway, joining us. Dominic and Gordon, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Well, I guess, Dominic, we'll start off with you, because coming up at November 29th at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Cornwall Town Hall, the Town Hall Players will present a Cornwall variety show. And let's talk a little bit about that variety show. First of all, how did this all get together, and how did you get involved and with other people in putting this together?
Well, the variety show is in a way, the grandchildren of an event that used to happen every Friday after Thanksgiving at the church. It was a talent show. And it's been now, I don't know how many years, but it hasn't happened. And it was a great opportunity for the community to get together and to display their, immense talent. So the Town Hall Players decided to do their own show, do a new show, reestablish in a way that that tradition for the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Now, I mentioned to you, you're obviously involved in the production of this. You raised your hand and things like that. So who else is working along with you in the setting up and putting this together?
Well, really, Jane Prentice has been a wonderful moving all things. It turned out that I was more busy in the past few months than I thought. So Jane has been doing a lot of work. And Molly Hinchman, who was one of the founders of Town Hall Players, has also been really working hard on, putting a cast and a series of acts that was going to be good.
Now, this is coming up once again at 7 o'clock. On November 29th, the Cornwall Town Hall Players presenting the Cornwall Variety Show. And where is this show going to be held?
At the Cornwall Town Hall.
Okay, right at the Town Hall itself. Okay. And tickets are available.
Tickets are going to be available at the event. And it's $15 for adults and $10 for seniors and students.
And from what I see, all the proceeds are going to go to benefit the Cornwall Food and Fuel Bank.
Correct.
So, Gordon, this is where I'll bring you in. The holiday season, we have the Sunday in the Country Food Drive, which raises money for food pantries in Northwest Connecticut and adjacent New York and Massachusetts. We also have Salisbury Bank, which puts together two different drives, one for toys and one for donations for food drives. The White Hart in Salisbury is now doing something. The artisans in Salisbury are doing something to raise funds. And now these funds are going to go towards helping folks in Cornwall with the food and fuel bank. How important is that?
It's vitally important, and we, I think, help 50 to 70 families a year with various things, everything from heating to supporting our food pantry here. There is a food pantry that's very busy here in the basement of the UCC in Cornwall. So it has a lot of impact on people's lives directly. And, of course, when people give money to that, the money goes directly to the people. There's no administrative overhead. The town does have an active social service agent in Heather Deneen, who goes all over town helping people out. So there is a real need, and people in the past have been very generous to make this happen, but we have had several cases of a variety of cases that have really tapped out the fund, so it's important to replenish that.
Well, you've been First Selectman long enough to understand and to notice the differences of not only Cornwall, but our entire region from 10, 15, 20 years ago to now, where the need is greater than it has been. And it's not always easy to find that money anymore, because it certainly isn't coming from the federal government or the state.
Yeah, definitely the towns are the backstop. And with all the, the threat of the government shutdown last winter, these towns are the backstop for people, and the aid to them can be administered more more directly and more appropriately and more efficiently by the local social service agents. But I have noticed over time the three things that have seemed to grow in this area is that most towns now have a yoga studio, they have a food bank, and a farmer's market. And those are things that weren't around 30 years ago. So you can see change in the population, that even the smallest towns now have their own food supplies, because food security is really important for people, and there are people that make good use of this. And young families, elderly people, people that are, you know, suddenly find themselves in a difficult situation have to have that backup, because what has happened at the same time is the federal and state guarantees for people in need have gone away.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I grew up in this area. I was born in New York, but I moved up here when I was months old. My grandfather, Melvin Dennis, on the Sharon side of the border, used to operate a huge chicken farm. And times have changed, because the big farms that used to be in our area are now coming back with smaller farms. And as you said, those smaller farms are going to the local food market and bringing fresh food and produce to market locally that you know is sourced locally.
Yeah, actually, we have a grant that supplies the food pantry up in Lakeville at St. Mary's Church, the Northwest Corner Food Grant pantry. This is actually for our farm, not for the town. So we get food up there. We supply a program in Winsted, and we donate some things down to the pantry here also. So there definitely is a need for improved nutrition for people, because that's part of the whole health issue too.
We are talking about, believe it or not, coming up on November 29th at 7 o'clock at Cornwall Town Hall, the Cornwall Town Hall Players, the Cornwall Variety Show. Let's get back to the show, Dominique, with you. How many people so far are scheduled to be in here, and do you have any sense of idea what the range of some of the acts might
be? Yeah, it's a wide range. I think we have 13 at this point participants, and it goes from our local celebrities like Michael Motion, who is a genius juggler, who was one of the MacArthur Genius awardee, and he's going to do a world premiere of his new act for us. We have Peter McCarron, who's a trombone player, really wonderful tours all over the world. Robert Clohessy, who is one of our well-known actors, who's playing on Blue Bloods regularly. I think it's on CBS. And he's going to be our host, our MC. Who else do we have? We have a number of young people, young musicians, who are going to play piano, guitar, and sing. We have a local artist, Leslie Elias, who's the director of the Grumbling Griffiths Theater. She's going to do an act, so it's going to be a fun packed evening.
And once again, that is coming up to benefit the Cornwall Food and Fuel Bank once again on Friday, November 29th at 7 p.m. Now, Dominic, I want to get back to you for a second, and I want to congratulate you. I was a part of a documentary that high school students did a year or two ago.
That's right.
But now I see you have expanded out to the grammar schools, and I am absolutely, and I was stunned how quickly the high school students put together and the quality of what they did. But I was equally gobsmacked by the elementary students, how well in the towns that I've seen them that you're working with, how well they have adapted to this as well.
Well, video is their language. It's how they apprehend the world, and it's really a way for them to use tools that they're really familiar with to use their voice about issues that they care about. And so we've seen since we started the project, how beneficial it is for kids to have that opportunity, whether it's part of their civics class or social studies class. And then the important aspect of it is the conclusion, which is a public showing of their films, where they both talk about, how they made the film, why they made the film, and have a really direct contact with community members.
Well, I just wanted to, when I spoke to you, I just wanted to congratulate you, because I just, I think it does a world of good for not only the students and for the for their parents and grandparents and friends, but also for the schools. I think it broadens the scope and is another reason why people would want to send us and move here and send their kids to Region 1 schools.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the participation with teachers and administration has been fabulous. And, you know, their support has been really great.
Well, let's get back right before we say goodbye. Once again, Friday, November 29th, 7 o'clock, Cornwall Town Hall. The Town Hall players present the Cornwall Variety Show, which benefits, of course, the Cornwall Food and Fuel Bank. Admission at the door, $10 for students and seniors, $15 for everybody else, and it's a town hall beginning at 7 o'clock. I want to thank you both for joining us today on Robin Hood Radio.
Thank you, Marshall.
Thank you, Marshall. And remember, variety is the spice of life.
That's certainly
hey, that's good.
There you go.